In the morning, Thomas Paine podcast, rock and roll, kick it off. This is more or less a Thursday or Friday song, but what the hell? We'll come in strong on a Monday because we fucking can. That's why. He's out of the gate, Belgian with the F bomb. We want to rock and roll. I'm just coming off a Hot Wire episode, dishing some heavy dirt about the dopes of the White House, the Wilmington Hillbillies. These guys make the Beverly Hillbillies look like a training film. Real Hillbillies. I'd love to tell you all about it, but it's literally too hot to trot, which is why we put these things on Hot Wire. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And we appreciate it. Of course, this one had to do with Dr. Jill Biden and her little shtick where she's walking around like she's Mother Teresa. Oh, far from the case. We've been dishing dirt about Hunter and Dopey Joe and his brothers, but now the shit soup pours over on Dr. Jill. She's such a big doctor. What did Whoopi Goldberg say? She's an incredible surgeon. Yeah, she has a PhD in education, Whoopi. Sit your ass down. Well, maybe not. Maybe get up and walk around a little bit, Whoopi. That ass is getting big enough. Anyway. You can't even believe what these guys are up to. It's a national embarrassment. It's a national disgrace. It's a crime spree. And this broad's in on it. Big time. So check that out on the Hot Wire level. It ain't coming out here to the public. That's for fucking sure. Time and place for everything, folks. And hey, thanks to the folks out there. We had fun on Pain After Dark on Saturday night, tackling a lot of kitchen table issues, and we tackled a couple of kitchen table issues on the Hot Wire after we dished some dirt on these dopes on the Wilmington Hillbillies. We'll see if that name sticks. That's definitely my creation. So it's a Monday, starting off the week. Hope you had a big Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all you ladies out there. And you men out there who are the mothers too. It's, that's not your day, even though if you're walking around acting like a bunch of mothers. As for the true mothers, not the people who act like a bunch of mothers, you know what kind of mothers I'm talking about. Merle Haggard, as we kick things off, Working Man's Blues, and if you are in the workplace, we'll be talking about this momentarily. Well, then you know what the song's all about. If not, sit at home and let Biden pay you. Be a dope. Like all the other dopes in this country. Let's kick it right off. What do you say? Let's try to blow through this. It's Monday, and you don't need me yapping on. Yeah. You sons of, you lousy sons of. Headline, unemployment rate increases. Numbers are way worse than expected. Talk of inflation grows. Talk of inflation. Fucking inflation's here. We talked about this previously on here and beyond. The economy appears to be struggling under President Joe Biden. Really? I don't think it appears. It is fucking struggling. According to a top new jobs report that was released Friday into Saturday. Folks, let's rewrite the headline in the lead of the story. Let's say unemployment rates increase. The numbers are worse than they are expected. Inflation grows, not talk of inflation. And the economy is struggling, not appears to be struggling. You know, if you're out there and you want to be a journalist, make a fucking commitment when you're writing the story. Have the balls to make a commitment. Use the facts and make a commitment. Don't leave the reader hanging like playing grab ass. What do you expect, though? Joe Biden spent most of his youth and early years in the Senate, and who knows when he stops snorting his way from Wilmington to D.C. So what do you expect? This is like the guy is president who was the biggest head, the biggest pothead, etc. in college and high school, who didn't do his fucking homework, who plagiarized, who stole speeches and term papers from other people. This is the president. And his wife, fuck's sake. She fits right in with these criminals. With these fucking hillbilly gypsies. She fits right in. Wow. Check that out. You can't even believe it. In the Secret Service, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be a fucking ashamed of yourself. Should be called the Silent Service, not the Secret Service. Or Keeping Secrets Service. You guys are in fucking disgrace. You should look yourselves in the mirror. And of course, it wouldn't matter because you have no fucking souls. Anyway, let's move on. Financial reports not looking so good. Hiring was a huge letdown in April, with non-farm payrolls increasing by much less than expected, 266,000. And unemployment rate rose to 6.1%. Oh, just 6.1%? Yeah, that sounds legit. You have 100 million unemployed people in this country. How's it 6.1 fucking percent? Amid an escalating shortage of available workers. How does that math? How does the Bureau of Labor Statistics, under any president, who was the mental midget doing this math? Folks, if you have kids and they are not bright and you've tried everything and they're just stooges, it's okay. The world needs ditch diggers too, Danny. Fear not. They can always work for the government. and how you could have 100 million people out of work and calculate a 6.1% unemployment rate. That is fucking, that is creative. That is unbelievable. And there's an escalating shortage of available workers. Dow Jones estimates Dow Jones estimated that there would be 1 million new jobs and an unemployment rate of 5.8%. But that didn't happen. 266,000 new jobs. That's a little bit off, I would say. About 75% off. Of course, when you look at this, something seems very off when you look at the numbers. I'm sure they're not being reported. It seems very, very low. 266,000 jobs created in April. It just seems, to me, it seems off. Like they're lowballing it for some reason. Perhaps they're not. Economists were hoping for a figure, roughly 1 million jobs. Of course, when you say we're calling for 1 million and the actual number, reported number is 266,000, that's missing it by a lot. Black unemployment rates increased. 18,000 manufacturing jobs were lost. No construction jobs were added. Unemployment for Americans without any college education increased. And women had a net loss in jobs. All you women who flocked to vote for Biden. We don't like Trump. He's rude. He's crass. Well, you bitches are unemployed now. That's what your vote gets you. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, these guys, Fauci and the CDC are run for the money, said that nearly 10 million Americans ...9.8 million to be exact, remain unemployed in Biden's economy. How is that even possible? Aren't we looking at 100 million? What the hell happened here? Hold the fucking wire. It doesn't make any sense. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics said nearly 10 million Americans remain unemployed in Biden's economy. But I read other reports all over the map since April that says the number of Americans who aren't employed but are considered unemployed because they are not looking for a job skyrocketed to 103 million in April and still accounts for more than a quarter of the U.S. population. So what is it? What kind of bullshit? Hence the bullshit number, 6.1% unemployment rate. That's a big difference between 10 million and 100 million Americans are out of the labor force. And Bureau of Labor bullshit, the Bureau of Labor fiction is sitting there saying, let's look at the real numbers. Let's see what we got. Fuck the BLS. Now, I understand how they figure out the unemployment rates and things like that. You're talking about, you figure it out. They can't figure it out. How the hell are we supposed to figure it out? Don't worry. CNN is on it. CNN's going to help us figure it out. A report from CNN warned that if you haven't felt inflation yet, it's coming. Well, thanks a lot. You can expect higher prices for toilet paper, diapers. Two of the things that are very popular in the CNN's newsroom, diapers and toilet paper. Oh, we've all felt inflation. We've seen Brian Stelter over there at CNN inflate. He ballooned back up. Don't worry about that. We felt that. We felt that from here. CNN is about 3 months late, 2 months late talking about. CNN says it's coming. Don't worry. It's been here, dummies. This is Rich. Eat the rich. This is Rich in itself. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce directly blamed the Biden administration's stimulus spending for worsening the economy, saying that he was paying people not to work. As opposed to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, lobbying to pay people very little to work on behalf of their rich corporations. It's very rare you see one criminal cartel like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce directly blame and attack another criminal cartel like Joe Biden's administration. Which to me makes it seem like it's all bullshit. It's another fucking play. Oh, you don't think the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, you don't think that criminal cartel's in on this too? Fuck out of here. We're going to be talking about some ding-dongs here. These ding-dongs who conduct, like, Gallup polls, right? What a scheme. Who conduct these lopsided polls, and then they release them to their media partners, and the media, the mainstream media and others and politicians are able to run wild with the bullshit and the spin and the misinformation and treat it as gospel. You call these guys ding-dongs. Where's my ding-dong song, damn it? Out, folks, special thanks to our patrons on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Those folks get the access to all of our goods and goodies. Pain After Dark videos, podcasts. Get to see all the video portions we play, the video content. Pain After Dark video. And the incredible access to the forums where I pick up stuff every day. And it's not easy to impress me as a news consumer, but I pick up great stuff and great recommendations. And the camaraderie on there and the sense of community is growing. It's way better, way, way, way better than anything. Crap you see on social media, as far as I'm concerned. When bright people get together, good things can happen, and we're happy to build a community, and we've done a hell of a job doing, but I really haven't done much. I just talk, and the good people and smart people join, so, and we're only looking for a few smart people today to join up on our platforms as I continue to bang my head off the microphone. I really want you guys in the mix here, so I'll bang my head off the microphone. But we appreciate the folks on there, because we wouldn't be able to do this without them, because the ad money is not does not cut it, so to speak. And in fact, we keep getting cut. So that's our own personal struggle. But we appreciate the folks on there. And you know, in today's day and age, folks, you need a good baseline of truth to be able to. There I go again. Truth to be able to stay ahead of these people, these tyrants. It's unbelievable what they've done to the country and what they've likely done to your life and your operation and your family structure and your family unit and the challenges we all face together. And of course, I've said this before, this doesn't just apply to us as United States citizens, but this is a global situation. Your fellow man, regardless of where he or she is likely facing similar struggles. And so we have to stay ahead of these people. And we have to do that by having a baseline or foundation of truth so that we can circumnavigate these criminals and these tyrants. And by learning from other smart people and contributing as a smart person, that's how you arm yourself with the tools to do that. So that's what we're offering you. We're offering folks to come stick their head in. And if you're a bright person, we're only looking for a few people who have something to offer and want to learn and improve our community on patreon.com/truthpundit and on subscribestar.com/truthpundit. Is that you? Is that you? Well, that's a question you have to ask for yourself. But get some skin in the game. You may find what a lot of other folks have found out, that joining up and being around smart people makes you smarter, is a game changer based on the alternatives out here of, I don't have to get any skin in the game here, but I could just listen to these people. Yeah, guess what? You are the product then. You're the product, and you're getting played time and time and time again. So we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for helping us keep the lights on and helping me sit back and watch an incredible community grow. And we have big plans for, you know, this show is still in its infancy. We're only, 15 months in. We just started. And so there's many good things to come, especially for our community members. And now, as of tomorrow, at least for the time being, if you want the entire podcast, you're going to have to jump in on those platforms anyhow. Because, as I said, and will continue to say, we're putting the whole thing, the entire podcast, the 100% end-to-end podcast on those platforms. And we'll see how that plays, because we just continue to get shafted. And that's okay. That's okay, because we can make some moves out of here. And with our community, and that's what we're doing. So, hey, if you've been on the fence about jumping in, jump in. Patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit. Stick around. You may learn some things, and you may have some things to teach. And those are the folks we're looking for, smart people.
Jam-a-lama, baby. Ramble-lamble, ding-dong. Hey, yeah, you put the ooh, my, my, oh, 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 back into my smile, child. Hey, yeah, that is why you are my sugar.
Yeah. Throat's a little sore, but what the hell? A majority of Americans support vaccine passports for some activities, a poll finds. Now, the editors have written a note. Now, we talked about this a little, just touched on this briefly last week when it was breaking at the top of the show. Now, of course, it's some of the stuff we catch right before I turn on the mics, and then it comes out the next day or 2 days later, whatever. As it makes its way through the news cycle. Editor's note. They have completely won over the hearts and minds of the people, or this poll is totally bogus. I'll take the second option. Only 32% of the country has been vaccinated, roughly. Is the rest of the country happy with being shut out from society? Do you really believe that? The people who haven't been vaccinated want passports? It's manufactured consent. Are they quoting Chomsky? What? These guys have been busy reading. The majority of Americans support requiring proof of vaccinations when traveling on planes and attending events with large crowds. A Gallup poll released over the weekend found. The survey found that 57% of Americans supported requiring proof of vaccination on airplanes. Oh, yeah, sure they do. Yeah. Let's see the sampling. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. I don't believe any of this shit. That's the challenge today, right? Trying to believe what the hell is going on. Trying to find people to tell you the truth. Let's see what they did here. The survey found that at least 62% of Democrats supported requiring proof of vaccination for outside activities, with 85% saying that they supported for air travel. Well, congratulations, Democrats, you're in the fucking... You've gone from opposing to the government and not trusting the government to be the government's little bitches. What a surprise. It's all that soy you've been drinking. You guys are a bunch of fucking... Milk toast, butter sticks, jellyfish, pipe stemmers, dickweeds. I could go on for at least another 4 or 5. I mean, it's insane. These guys don't trust the government, man. No justice, no peace. I never figure that out. How can you rail against the police when they are the sentinels of the state that you now support? You don't even know what you fucking stand for. No justice, no peace. We need to reform the police and disband the police. But you guys, what? You support the employers of the police. You guys are intellectually... in the ghetto, man. You're the intellectual ghetto.
And his mama cries.
One thing that they don't need, it's a liberal in the street preaching to you. Gallup surveyed 3,700 adults from April 19th to April 25th. Okay, but who was... Big fucking deal. How many Republicans? How many Democrats, etc.? Doesn't say. That's not important. All that's important is a majority of Americans support vaccine passports. Yeah, okay. Even though the majority of Americans haven't been vaccinated, but they're up for curbing their own liberties. That seems to make a lot of sense. I smell bullshit in the ghetto. This Gallup poll belongs in the ghetto. Okay. Speaking of ghetto, we should just keep going with the song. Yeah, we'll change it over to Dirty Laundry. I hate to get rid of Elvis, but we are talking about the media, and we are talking about an idiot. So we'll talk about this. CNN host says people who don't take the vaccine should be socially ostracized by friends and family. Easy for folks on CNN to say they don't have any friends. CNN's Michael's Smirkonish says that people who don't take the vaccine should be socially ostracized and shunned by their friends and family. This guy's supposedly a Philadelphia guy. Mr. Big Talk Radio guy. Who got fucking fired and then lands at CNN. And then he's got a dopey show on Sirius Satellite. They only put you on CNN. And they only put you on Sirius Satellite if you're a controlled opposition or limited hangout. They won't put any real truth tellers on those fucking formats. We'll get to this idiot Smirkonish in a minute. Let's see what he said. During a segment on his show that nobody watches, Smirkonish discussed a suggestion made by prosecutor Michael Stern in USA Today about vaccination uptake. We've got to shun folks. We've got to shun people into getting vaccinated, said Shmerkanish, agreeing that businesses should make getting the vaccine mandatory as a condition of employment. This guy's a lawyer, too. Supposedly. He went to Lehigh University. What the fuck do you expect? He doesn't understand that making the vaccine mandatory as a condition of employment would bury a fucking company when it comes to liability. Wrongful death suits, injuries, coercion, leverage. This guy's supposed to be a lawyer. He's a fucking moron, this guy. However, Smirkornish, what's his name? This guy's a Smirkornish hen, also asserted that family members and friends should socially ostracize those who chose not to take the vaccine.
People should require friends to be vaccinated to attend barbecues and birthday parties they host. Friends don't let friends spread COVID.
This dope pretends he's down with the struggle. He was not even from fucking Philadelphia. He claims like he's Mr. Philly. I'm Mr. Philly. You're from fucking Doylestown. It's an embarrassment. Go back to Bucks County, hobo. Of course, he's on the main line now. He's a have. He's not a have-not. He pretends that he's fucking a have-not, telling you how to live. He's loaded. His wife's loaded. They live in Villanova. A big fucking man. You could even believe. I don't know where it is. 10,000 square feet, Villanova. That's just their house Monday through Friday. They have a weekend house in Bucks County. A farm that they go. They go to the farm. Are you going to the country? We're going to the country this weekend, lovey.
Oh, yes, you knew it.
Yeah. They weekend at their country home in Bucks County. I guess they don't like hanging out with the other rich people in Villanova during the weekend.
Is Thurston Howell cutting his grass again? He's so crass. He actually cuts his own lawn. I told the Homeowners Association, specifically detailed, there must be hired help. And the darker the skin, the better, damn it.
This is what we're dealing with. This guy's telling you how to fucking live. Now, let's give you a little lesson about Philadelphia. This guy was on WWDB for a long time, talk radio in Philly. Another cat is much more of a legend in Philly, but he didn't get the top billing. Because, you know, of who Smirkonish knows and who he represents, etc. We look at Irv Homer. He was a talk show host forever. I don't know. The same station. And they used to battle back and forth. Irv Homer, known by some folks as the godfather of talk radio, not just in Philly, of all talk radio. And you don't even know the cat's name, right? And Smirkonish, he used to call out Smirkonish on the air. They worked for the same station. And they used to say Smirkonish was like a snivelly little prick, etc. And Homer's, you know, we got to get some of his shows up online. I know his kids are working. Homer's no longer here. Irv is gone. And it just goes to show, it's all who you know in the radio business, the entertainment business. Smirkonish, he came up and progressed because previously appointed by Poppy Bush to a big position with Housing and Urban Development, working under Poppy Bush, and then launched his radio career after that, etc. Supposedly a Republican for years. This dope. Right? He was never a fucking Republican. He was about as much as a Republican as Poppy Bush. Poppy Bush is just a fucking cartel leader who posed as a Republican. Look at his son, George W. Another poser. The entire Bush cartel. It's a crime family.